There is more than one avenue from which individual souls are formed. Part of the chain of evolution within our global village is the process of this advancement from kingdom to kingdom to kingdom. But if a soul that has not been before upon our planet chooses the human experience, it would not be necessary for that soul to move through kingdom evolution. It would, indeed, pick up the situation within the physical environment that is most appropriate for it. There are souls that have never had the human experience. When we speak of souls entering the physical arena to heal, to balance their energy, to pay their karmic debts, we are speaking of the evolution of life as we know it upon our Earth. We are not speaking of other galaxies, or of life on other levels that are not physical as we know them. The experience of physicalness is not always necessary to certain advances. If it is, it is encouraged. There comes a point when the physicalness experience no longer serves the soul's awareness, and therefore the soul chooses to learn in the non-physical realm. It may choose to learn, for example, through the task of becoming a non-physical guide. Each individual human soul is a micro of the macro that is the soul of the human species. But the soul of humankind is not a micro of a macro. In other words, there is no larger spiritual human soul beyond the soul of humanity. Beyond that comes the experience of master, the experience of moving into advanced levels of life that is no longer specific to human.